Here's another great Blind Geek Zone podcast by Rickster. This is Rick Harmon, and today I'm going to talk to you about Skype. As many of you know, Skype is a program that a lot of people use in the blind community to talk to each other on PC to PC calls, and also PC to landline calls, and other people can call Skype from landlines and mobile phones to the Skype program itself if you have a Skype phone number. So what I'm going to talk to you today is just basically how Skype works, how you set Skype up. I want to show you Skype with JAWS and Window Eyes and NVDA and System Access and all that good stuff to show you basically how it looks in each. And I'll take you around the various parts of Skype and tell you what I know about it. I get a lot of questions on a regular basis about how to use Skype, how to set Skype up. And hopefully by the time you're done listening to all of this, you'll have a pretty good idea of what Skype is. So basically what Skype is a program that you install on your PC. It does what is called VoIP, which in less geek terms is voice over IP communications. What that means in even less geeky terms is that Skype takes your voice, turns it into a digital format, and transmits it across the internet. And somebody on the other end, be it another Skype connection or somebody on a telephone, a landline telephone, a cell phone, mobile phone, whatever, can receive calls from you. Okay, I'm not really going to go through the installation process of Skype. That is fairly straightforward. I have Skype installed here on my computer, and I'm using version 3.2 point something. It's the latest version available of Skype as of this recording, which is June 5th, 2007. So, let's bring Skype up.
Windows M, desktop, folder view, Skype, enter. Skype trademark dash Garmin 928. Andre offline with call forwarding. Andre offline with call forwarding.
And the Skype program is now up and running. Once you hear that little startup sound, your Skype is available to use. Excuse me. Okay, what I'm going to show you first is
menu bar, dot menu, file menu, change up, change mood, edit your personalized sub, change password, privacy, dot, sign out.
Yes. I'm going to sign out and sign in just to show you how to do that.
Enter. Leaving menu. Skype trademark. Edit combo. Garmin 928. Edit. Garmin 928. Garmin 928.
Because my Skype is set up to automatically log on.
Skype name. Edit. Garmin 928.
And it's asking me there for my name, my Skype name. You'll have to set up a name in order to use Skype. It's very easy to do. Shouldn't have too much trouble doing that. You'll type that in here.
Tag. Don't have a Skype name. Link.
And if you don't have a Skype name, you can click there and it'll take you to the Skype site and you can set up an account.
Tab, password edit.
Here it wants my password.
Star, 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 star. Tab, forgot your password, link.
And if you've forgotten your password for whatever reason, you can click there and get some help.
Tab, sign me in when Skype starts, checkbox checked. Sign me in when Skype starts, checkbox checked.
You have the ability to automatically sign in when Skype starts. If you don't want to do that, you can uncheck this, and then when Skype starts on the computer, it will just be at the login screen that you're seeing here.
Tab, start Skype when the computer starts, checkbox not checked.
You can have Skype start when Windows starts. I don't choose to do that. You may want to, but I kind of like just starting Skype manually.
Tab, sign in button.
And here's your sign in button. So I'll click this with my space bar.
Space, Skype trademark dash Armin 928. Contact list, call of all contacts, list view, operate offline with call forwarding, operate offline with call forwarding.
And there we go. Skype is now back up and running again.
Top operate graphic 859.
Now I'm going to tab around here so you can kind of see what Skype looks like. This is on JAWS, and I'm not running any scripts. I am running Skype in what they have as an accessibility mode. And I think I'll turn that off for the moment too.
Alt menu, view, compact mode, contact, show outlook, sort contact, icon, accessibility, tabs and accessibility, extended keyboard navigation checked, enter, leaving menus. Alt menu, sort icon, accessibility submenu, extended keyboard navigation, simplified graphics checked, enter, leaving menus.
And I'm going to turn that off. So this is what you're going to see when you bring Skype up for the first time, basically.
Contact list, call of all contacts, list view, carry online, I can't wait for both Harry Potter and the Order of the Andre, offline with call forwarding.
I am in what is called my contact list. This is where all your contacts that you add to Skype are going to be. And this is how you can access all of them and decide what you want to do with them. You can either chat with them or actually talk with them via Skype. And there are several other things you can do, and I'll show you those momentarily. But let me arrow down through the list here a little bit.
Carry online. I can't wait for both Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix movie and the seventh book to come out.
Basically, what you hear is the person's contact name, their online status, and any kind of comment that they've placed in their Skype. And a lot of people do that.
Through 7, away, join this public chat, colon, A. Darren Duff, online. David Allen, offline with call forward in 2.50.151.
And you hear the different names and the different online statuses. There are a lot of different online and offline statuses you'll hear.
Harold Weaver, online. Ivan Fagundes, online. Jessica Pinzer, online. Catherine, online. Martin Webster, not available. Mika Pakala, offline with call forwarding. Mike Calvo, offline with call forwarding. Tab, enter the phone number in the United States or Skype name.
And as I tab around, I come to a edit box here. This allows you to type in the phone number that you wish to call if you want to place a, what is called a Skype out call. Now, Skype to Skype calls, calls that you make from Skype to another person using a Skype connection on their end are free. There is no charge for Skype to Skype calls anywhere in the world. Now, if you're going to make a Skype call to a landline or a cell phone, this is called Skype out. And you will have to purchase credits. The cost of the call is based on which country you're calling, and it varies throughout the world. But basically, it's pretty cheap. Some countries are as low as about 2 cents a minute. So it is very, very cheap. And it can be a very cost-effective way of making telephone calls. Excuse me a minute, my throat's dry. Give me a drink. Another thing about Skype is there's various ways that you can use Skype. You can either use a microphone hooked up to your PC. You can use a headset. You can use what they call Skype phones that hook up to your USB ports and actually act like a regular telephone that you can talk on. Some of these Skype phones will actually let you hook your landline into them as well, and you can take calls either way. And hopefully at some point I'd like to review one of those because I'd like to see how those work. I basically here just use a USB microphone in order to use Skype. But a lot of people use headsets and a lot of people use Skype phones. Okay. Let's see, let me tab around here again.
Tab, contact list, call of all contacts, list view, Mike Calvo, offline with call forwarding.
Okay, so I'm back into the contact list. Now, let me take you to somebody here and to show you.
Patrolja offline. Great dot dot. Sarah Les. Six. Skype test call online. Call me to test your sound.
I'm going to go to the Skype test call. Now, what the Skype test call is it is a Skype connection that allows you to test your Skype out to make sure it's working. And I'm going to hit my application key.
Applications menu. Start call.
Yes.
And I'm going to take you down through here, but you can either start a call.
Start chat dot dot dot.
Start chatting, which is text chatting.
Send SMS message unavailable.
You have the capability of sending SMS messages. I haven't done this. I don't know anything about it.
Send contacts.
Send.
You could send your list of contacts to that person.
Send file.
You can send a file to that person, or they can send you a file.
Send voicemail unavailable.
If you have voicemail set up, or they have voicemail set up, you can send voicemails back and forth, just like on regular phones.
Invite a conference unavailable.
Aye.
You can invite a conference with Skype. You can have multiple people on the same Skype chat or Skype call. And this gets very interesting. I've talked to four or five people at a time this way before.
Do more submenu.
You know, but do more submenu. And most of that is games and stuff for, you know, sighted people. It really doesn't apply to us.
View profile.
W.
You can view this person's profile. It'll tell you whatever they've typed into their profile about themselves, so you can get more information on this person.
Rename dot dot dot.
Hey.
You can rename the contact so it better suits you as to what you see on your contact list.
Send money.
Oh.
With Skype's versions 3.1 and above, you can send money via PayPal directly to this person.
Remove from quote all contacts quote.
You can remove them from all your contacts.
Assign speed.
You can assign a speed dial.
Remove from friends.
R.
You can remove from friends. This is one of the newer features, and I'm not sure what the difference between this and removing from all contacts is for sure.
Block this user.
You can block a user if somebody's being a nuisance, which unfortunately, just like all other chat and communication programs here on the internet, and even on telephones themselves, some people just need to be blocked. And this is where you do that.
Request authorization.
Cue.
Request authorization. If you've if you're wanting to talk to somebody that doesn't yet have you set up to talk to them on your contacts, you can click request.
Request authorization.
Request authorization, and you can type a little message to them and ask them to add you to their contacts.
I am history.
If I am history, and that's for the text chatting, it gives you a history of what's been said over a certain period of time.
Start call.
Yes.
And we've wrapped back up to the top, and we're at start call. I'm currently recording with Goldwave. I'm using this microphone, and I'm going to hope that this works.
Enter. Leaving menus. Contact list. Colon all contacts. List view not selected. Rick dot dot. Lord of Beer. Online.
And the little noise you heard is calling Skype. Now you hear.
Hello. Welcome to Skype call testing service. After the beep, please record a message. Afterwards, your message will be played back to you.
Hello, this is a test. I am trying to see if my Skype is set up correctly and I can hear myself. Hello, this is a test. I am trying to see if my Skype is set up correctly and
voice, then you have configured Skype correctly. If you hear this message, but not your own voice, then something is wrong with your audio recording settings. Please check your microphone and microphone settings or visit skype.com for more help. Thank you for using
escape.
And you can hit escape to complete the call and hang up. And there's my landline ringing, unfortunately. Forgot to turn that off. Let me pause this for a second.
Alt tab, Skype trademark dash Armin 928.
Okay, I'm back. Sorry about that. So, as you can see, my call to the Skype testing service was completed. I could hear my voice, so that means everything is okay. That's something you can use from time to time to make sure your Skype is set up correctly. And, you know, if you're having problems talking to somebody, this is one good way to make sure your setup's working. Okay, let me go up to the menus now.
Menu bar, file.
And I'll go through these briefly.
Menu, file menu, change online status, submenu,
see. You can change your online status.
Enter, online.
Oh.
And this is just like any other IM program.
Skype me trademark. S. Away. A. Not available. N. Do not disturb. D. Invisible checked unavailable. I. Offline. F. Online. O.
And you just basically have your choices there.
Escape. Change online status submenu. C. Edit your profile. Dot, dot, dot. E.
Here's where you can edit your profile. You can type information into your profile that you want others to see about you.
Personalize submenu. E. Change your picture. Dot, dot, dot. E.
Okay, you can change your picture. You can have a picture, just like on your other IM programs.
Change wallpaper. Dot, dot, dot. H. Ring to submenu. R. Get latest pictures. T. Change your picture. Dot, dot, dot. C. Personalize submenu. Change password. Dot, dot, dot. A.
Change your password.
Privacy. Dot, dot, dot. R.
Privacy settings.
Sign out. S.
Sign out.
Close. L.
Close.
Change online status submenu. C. Edit your profile. Dot, dot, dot. E. Personalize submenu. P.
Okay, and we've wrapped around there.
Leaving menus. Skype trademark dash Garmin 920 account. A. Menu account menu. View your account. Dot, dot, dot. V. Buy Skype credit. Dot, dot, dot. E.
It's your account settings where you can buy Skype credit and review your account and different things.
Skype Pro. S. Earn money with Skype Prime data. Dot, dot, dot. E. Phones and headsets. E. Webcams. W. Redeem voucher. R. View your account. Dot, dot, dot. V. Escape menu bar. Account. A. Call. C.
Here's your call menu.
Menu. Call menu. Call to Skype test call. C. Answer unavailable. A. Ignore unavailable. I. Answer unavailable. A.
And you would go up to your call menu in order to answer calls and, you know, do other things with your calls if you haven't set up any hotkeys, and I'll show you hotkeys here momentarily.
Ignore unavailable. I. Resume unavailable. R. Hold unavailable. H.
So you can ignore a call. You can put people on hold. You can take another call while somebody's on hold.
Mute microphone unavailable. M.
You can mute your microphone.
Adjust sound settings unavailable. E.
You can adjust sound settings.
Hang up unavailable. N.
You can hang up.
Start conference call. Dot, dot, dot. S.
Start conference calls. You can talk to more than one person with Skype at a time.
Recent call submenu. E. Call to Skype test call. C. Answer unavailable. A.
Okay.
Escape. Met chats. H. Menu. Chats menu. Chat with Skype test call. C.
This is for your text chatting.
Start group chat. S. Start public chat. E. Recent chat submenu. R. Bookmark chats unavailable. E. Chat with Skype test call. C. Escape. Menu bar. View. V. Menu. View menu. Tabs and panel submenu. E.
Now we're into the view menu.
Compact mode. C. Contact group submenu. O. Enable contact groups checked. E. Contact show outlook contacts unavailable. S. Sort contacts by submenu. R.
You can sort your contacts.
Name. Online status checked.
My
O.
Name or online status.
Sort contact hide contacts in our submenu. H.
You can hide certain contacts.
Accessibility submenu. A.
And we're going to go back to the accessibility submenu, and I'm going to turn my accessibility help on.
Extended keyboard navigation. E. Enter. Leaving menus. Alt V, Men, Supply, Contact, Accessibility, Sub, Extend, Simplified Graphics, S, Enter, Leaving Menus.
And I'm going to check both of those.
Alt V, Menu, Sort, High, Contact, Accessibility, Sub, Tabs and Panel, Submenu, E, Compact Mode, C, Contact Group, Submenu, O.
Okay.
Escape, Tools, E.
Here's our Tools menu.
Menu, Tools menu, Add a Contact, dot, 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 E.
Here's where you would add a contact.
Search for Skype users, dot, 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 S.
Skype, search for other Skype
Import
users.
Import contacts, dot, 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 I.
You can import a list of contacts.
Call forwarding dot dot dot. C.
Skype has the capability to do call forwarding. You can, when somebody calls you, you can have Skype forward to your landline. You do need to purchase Skype out credit in order to do this.
Voicemail dot dot dot. C.
Here's your voicemail. I believe voicemail costs a certain amount too per month to use, but it isn't very much.
Missed events, left parent, two right parent, submenu, M.
Here's my missed events.
Missed call, left parent, one right parent, submenu, M.
I have a missed call.
Chat, left parent, one right parent, submenu, C.
And I must have a missed chat.
Missed events, left parent, two, send SMS message, dot, 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 E.
Here's where you could send SMS messages. I haven't done much with this. I really don't know much about it.
Send money, dot, 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 N.
Here's your send money again.
Send contacts, dot, 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 O.
Here's your send contacts.
Do more, submenu, R.
Do more.
Change language, submenu, H.
You can change your language.
Share Skype with a friend. K.
This is basically just to send a little email to somebody that you want to use Skype. And it just basically invites them to Skype and shows them how to get Skype and how to get connected to you.
Advanced submenu. A.
Okay.
Backup contacts to file dot dot dot. E.
You can back your contacts up.
Restore contacts from file dot dot dot. R.
Or restore your contacts from an exported file.
Manage blocked users dot dot dot. M.
Manage your blocked users.
Backup contacts to file dot dot dot. E. Advanced submenu options dot dot dot. E.
Okay, I think I'll take you into options here while we're at it. This is where we do most of our setup.
Enter, leaving menus, OK button, Skype trademark, Whoa. Roman 928 dialog, privileged instruction, OK button.
Uh-oh.
Space. Don't set button.
Hold plus D, Skype.
And
Take a deep
I crashed
Don't set
Skype.
Tap, details button. Tap, send error report button.
Hold plus S,
space. Error reporting dialog, preparing headphones button, space. Gold wave, file untitled one.
Ooh, interesting. I just crashed Skype. So, let me try to bring it up again.
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, not selected S, Skype, enter.
And I don't know what happened there. That normally does not happen.
Skype trademark dash Armin 928. Contact list list box Skype trademark dash Armin 928. Andre offline with call forwarding.
That's very odd. Skype is generally very stable and does not crash very much at all. So let's try this again and cross our fingers.
Alt T, menu bar, tools, T, options, dot, 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 T. Enter, leaving menus, general settings.
Okay, we got in this time. Now what will come up, and this is very different on various versions of Skype. If you're using older versions of Skype, a lot of this is going to look different, but I suggest you try to keep up with the newer versions as they're getting more accessible, and we don't have to JAWS cursor around near as much and don't have to use the scripts near as much. But this is a list of options.
Audio settings. Sounds, ringtone. Video settings. Privacy settings. Block users. Notification settings. Alerts and messages.
And I'm just arrowing down through this.
Sounds, ringtone. Call settings. Call forwarding. Voicemail. Video settings. Chat settings. Chat appearance. SMS settings. Updates. Connection. Hotkeys. Answer call. Enable. Hold that. Home. General settings.
So let's go into this a little bit.
Tab. Skype trademark dash options. Start a chat radio button checked.
And it's basically asking me... Some of this you do still need to do the JAWS cursor a little bit to know what it's saying.
JAWS to PC. Audio settings. Start a call. Start a chat. Sounds. Check pop-up window when someone requests my contact details. Video settings.
Okay.
PC. Tab. Pop-up window when someone requests my contact details. Checkbox checked.
And this is basically what you want Skype to do.
Shift tab. Start a chat radio button checked.
I believe that's if I just press enter on a contact, it'll
start a chat radio button check zero items.
It'll start a chat.
Tab, pop up a window when someone requests my contact details, checkbox checked.
Somebody requests your contact details. You can have a pop up window come up here.
Tab, edit, 5.
This is basically here just saying.
Tab, edit, 20.
You're away.
Shift tab, edit,
if
5.
You're away for 5 minutes, it'll go to away.
Tab, edit, 20.
After 20 minutes, it'll go to inactive. You have to use the JAWS cursor here to see totally what it's saying, but I've used it enough to be used to know what it's saying here.
Tab, start Skype when I start Windows, checkbox not checked. Tab, combo box, English left paren, English right paren. Tab, update your profile with your contact details link. Tab, choose a wallpaper to change how Skype looks link. Tab, change your picture link. Tab, DTN save button. Tab, DTN cancel button. Tab, options preview general settings, audio settings.
I'm going to take you into a few of these. I'm not going to go into every single one of these, but I will show you some of this just so you can get an idea of how to set it up.
Tab, combo box, at 5370.
Okay, this first combo box is asking me what I want to use for my input device to talk on. And here I'm using my USB microphone, but you could change this.
Modem number 3 line, modem numbers, SB Audigy 2 audio, left bracket 8400, right bracket, Windows default device.
And it will be set to Windows default device, which will use whatever you have set up as your preferred device in Windows. So that would be the default that it's going to use, but you can change it, and this is where you would do it.
SB modem at 5370. Tab, left right slider, 0%.
And here's a slider for the adjustments.
Tab, let Skype adjust my audio settings, checkbox checked. Let Skype adjust my audio
and
settings,
and I'm letting Skype adjust my audio properties for me.
Tab, combo box, SB Audigy 2 audio, left bracket 8400, right bracket.
This is what you want to use for your output device, you know, what you hear with. And I'm using my sound card. But you could change this from one sound card to another if you're using multiple sound cards. Or I think you might have to change it if you're using a Skype phone or something, too.
Tab, left right slider, 0%. Tab, combo box, SB Audigy 2 audio, left bracket 8400, right bracket. Tab, ring PC speaker, checkbox not checked.
And you can have it ring your PC speaker, but nobody does that.
Tab, learn more about setting up your audio equipment link. Tab, make a free test call link.
There's where you could make a Skype call to the Skype test call.
Tab, buy a headset or Skype phone from the Skype shop link. Tab, BTN save button. Tab, BTN cancel. Tab, options, preview audio setting, sounds, ringtone. Tab, get more ringtones and custom sounds link.
This is where you can set up your ringtones and stuff that Skype uses, the different sounds Skype uses for everything.
Tab, combo box, Skype ringtone, left parent, modern, right parent. Tab, list box ringtone. Tab, mute all sounds button. Tab, play colon button.
And basically you go
shift
through
tab, shift
here.
Tab, list box, shift tab, combo box, Skype ringtone, left parent, modern, right parent.
And you go through this combo box, you can go up and down through it, check the various Skype sounds that are set up, and then you can...
Tab, list box ringtone.
You can change them here in this list box.
Tab, mute all sounds button. Tab, play colon button.
And then you can play it.
Space.
And that's the Skype ringtone.
Tab, reset the default button. Tab, list box not selected, B5 the bell. Tab, import sounds button. Tab, BTN save button.
And you can also use your own sounds, or you can get sounds from Skype.
Tab, BTN cancel button. Tab, options, previews, video settings. Privacy settings. Tab, only allow people in my contact list to contact me, radio button checked.
Now, this is the privacy settings, and you definitely want to set some of these.
Only allow people in my contact list to contact me, radio button checked, 0 items.
I set this to only allow people that are on my contacts to contact me, otherwise you just get flooded.
Tab, show advanced options button. Tab, learn more about privacy and tab, BTN save button. Tab, BTN cancel button. Tab, options, preview privacy settings.
I see, they've made that much simpler.
Blocked users.
Here's where you can manage your blocked users.
Notification settings. Tab, show Windows Tray alert radio button checked.
Yeah.
Shift tab, options, three alerts and messages. Sounds, ringtone. Call settings. Tab, only allow people in my contact list to call me radio, but tab, show advanced options, but tab, BTN save, but tab, BTN tab, options, preview call settings. Call forwarding. Voicemail. Video settings. Chat settings. Chat appearance. SMS settings. Updates. Connection. Hotkeys. Answer call. Enable. Alt dash PG up.
Yeah, I'm going to go to hotkeys here. And I use hotkeys because hotkeys are very nice. It allows you to press a certain key combination in any program in order to access Skype without having to bring Skype up. It's very useful for answering calls.
Hotkeys 22 of 25. Tab. Enable keyboard shortcuts. Checkbox checked.
And it's not... enabled by default, so you'll have to check this to enable it.
Tab. Tab. Disable hotkey button. Shift tab. Ignore call. Disabled. Answer call. Enable. Alt dash PG up. Answer call. Enable. Alt dash PG up.
And here's answer call. It's enabled.
Answer call. Enable. Alt dash PG up.
And it's alt page up.
Tab. Disable hotkey button.
And you can disable it here.
Shift tab. Ignore call. Disabled.
You have ignore call. I don't use that.
Reject slash hang up call. Enable alt dash pgdn.
Okay, you can reject or ignore a call by alt page down, and that's enabled here.
Focus Skype. Disabled. Search for Skype users. Disabled. Mute microphone. Disabled.
Okay, so you have a few things there you could do. I basically just use it to answer my calls by using the alt page up.
Tab. Change select tab. BTN save button. BTN tab. Options. Preview hotkey. Connection. Hotkey. Connection. Updates. SMS settings. Chat appearance. SMS updates. Connection. Hotkeys. Mute.
Looking for advanced.
Connection. Home. General settings. Audio settings. Sounds. Ringtone. Video settings. Privacy settings. Blocked users. Notification settings. Alerts and messages. Sounds. Ringtone. Call settings. Call forwarding. Voicemail. Video settings. Chat settings. Chat appearance. SMS settings. Updates. Connection. Hotkeys. Mute. Connection. Updates.
And they keep changing this. Every version, they just keep changing this drastically. So it takes a bit of getting used to. And this has just changed recently. So I'm a bit lost here as to where a certain setting I'm looking for is.
SMS settings. Updates. Tab. Associate Skype with Calto colon links on the web. Tab. Notify me. Checkbox checked. Tab. Automatically downloaded left parent. You will tab. Notify me. Checkbox checked. Tab. Automatically downloaded left parent. You will tab. Manage other programs. Tab. BTN save. Tab. BTN tab. Options. Preview. SMS settings. Chat appearance. Chat settings. Video settings. Chat. Chat. SMS set updates. Connection. Updates. Connection. Hotkeys. Mute. A. Connection. A. Hotkey. Home. General settings. Audio settings. Sounds. Ringtone. Video settings. Privacy settings. Blocked users. Notification settings. Tab. Show Windows Trailer Radio button checked. Tab. Pop up a window when someone requests my contact. Tab. Comes online. Checkbox not app. Starts a chat with me. Checkbox app. Sends me a file. Checkbox checked. Tab. Has a birthday. Checkbox checked. Tab. Requests my contact details. Checkbox checked. Tab. Sends me contacts. Checkbox checked. Tab. Leaves me a voicemail. Checkbox checked. Tab. BTN save button. Tab. BTN cancel. Tab. Options. Preview notification settings. Alerts and messages. Sounds. Ringtone. Call settings. Tab. Only allow people in my contact list to call. Tab. Show advanced options button. Tab. BTN save. Tab. BTN tab. Options. Preview. Call forwarding. Voicemail. Video settings. Chat settings. Tab. Only allow people in my contact list as a tab. Show advanced options button. Tab. BTN save button. Tab. BTN tab. Options. Preview. Chat settings. Chat appearance. SMS settings. Updates. Connection. Hotkeys. Mute. Connection. Tab. Edit. 64,668. Tab. Use port 80 and 4. Tab. Allow Skype to my tab. Combo box. Automatic proxy. Tab. Enable proxy authenticate. Tab. Learn more about how Skype. Tab. Display technical call info. Tab. Display Skype bandwidth usage. Checkbox not checked. Tab. BTN save button. Tab. BTN tab. Options. Hotkeys. Mute microphone. Disabled.
Well, I don't know where it's moved to, but there used to be an advanced setting in here, and you could tell Skype, you know, not to answer calls automatically and things like that. Generally, you don't ever need to get to it, but sometimes people will complain about Skype answering calls automatically, which it doesn't supposed to do that by default, but some people complain that it does.
Connection. Hotkeys. Connection. Updates. SMS settings, chat appearance, chat settings, video settings, voicemail, call forwarding, call settings, tab, only allow people in my contact list to call me radio, tab, show advanced options button, space, only people in my contact list radio button checked, tab, show Windows trailer radio button checked, tab, automatically answer incoming calls, checkbox not checked.
Well, there it is. Okay, so you have to go, this keeps changing, I'm sorry. So you go to calls and then advanced settings.
Automatically answer incoming calls, checkbox not checked.
Now, if this, for some reason or another, is answering calls automatically, you would go here and uncheck that.
Tab, show basic options button. Tab, BTN save button. Tab, BTN cancel button. Space, Skype trademark dash Armin 928. Contact list, colon, all contacts, list view Andre, offline with call forwarding.
Okay. Let's see if I've missed any of the menus.
Menu pop account, calls, chat, stage, view, tools, help.
Yep, and then we just have our help menu.
Escape, leaving menus, contact list, colon, all contacts, list view up.
But I've now got Skype, remember we went into the view settings, so I've now got Skype to use its accessibility settings to help us out. And the front end looks a little bit different here now.
Tab, offline button. Shift tab, contact list, colon, all contacts, list view upgrade, offline with call forward, carry away, I can't wait, through 7, away, join this public.
Here's our contact list. Now, remember when we tabbed before, we went to an edit box where we could type in our phone number.
Tab, offline button.
Now, we have a button here that allows us to change our status.
Space, context menu, online.
Oh.
Skype me trademark, away,
a.
Not available, do not disturb, e. Invisible, checked, unavailable.
I.
And so you could change it here now. You have this button.
Escape, leaving menus, offline button, tab, Rick Harmon link.
Now, when we tab again, you hear a link that says my name.
Tab, two new events link.
And you have a link here that you can click on when you have missed calls, missed chats. That allows us to get to these much easier. Normally, with these turned off or in earlier versions of Skype that don't have the accessibility settings, you have to use your Control Tab keys to get to different sections of Skype. I'll show you this. If it'll do it.
Tab, call Ghibli to tab, enter phone number in the United States tab, tab combo box, United States. Tab, calling rates button.
Okay, yeah, I'm in the call tab now.
Tab, offline button, tab, Rick Harmon link. Tab, two new events link. Tab, call Ghibli to mobile phones and tab, search history. Tab, contact list, colon, all contacts, list view, tab, offline button. Shift tab, tab. Tab, tab, combo box, United States. Tab. Skype find dash local businesses you like.
And without scripts, this gets a little more difficult to do the control tab to get into the other sections.
List box call to Skype test call.
But there, okay. It's, now I'm in my history.
List box failed call from Joseph Matchize. Call the Skype test call. Failed call from Joseph. Chat with Rick. The Lord of Beer vertical bar. I think so. Failed call the Skype test call.
And I can simply press delete on these if I want to get rid of them. Or I can press enter on them and they'll take me to the contact that, you know, I've missed whatever for.
Failed call from Joseph Matchize. Chat with Rick. The Lord of Beer vertical bar. I think so. Tab list box.
And I'm just hitting delete on those. I'm clearing them out. Now if I control tab again.
Contact list, colon, all contacts, list, there enough, on, true, 7, away, join this public chat.
But as you see, it's not giving me much feedback when I control tab, and you kind of hunt around. And
tap offline button, tap Rick Harmon link, tap one new event link.
So these links that they've added for accessibility to us are very helpful, because it lets me, I'll just click on this.
Space. One new event link. Enter. Tap call cheaply to mobile. Shift tap. One new event link. Left click contact list colon all contacts list news ruin 7. Away. Join this public chat.
Okay. And that's probably because I cleared them out and it's just not updated.
Ruin 7. Away. Join this public.
Sorry about that. But that's how JAWS does it. There's also scripts for JAWS that you can get. I believe the address is www.dlee.org. That's www.dlee.org. And Doug Lee does Skype scripts for JAWS that give Skype a lot more functionality for us. And they do work very good, but I did want to show you Skype here on JAWS, you know, without those scripts. So let me close JAWS.
Unloading JAWS. Quit JAWS dialog. Are you sure you want to quit JAWS? Press enter to enter. Skype trademark dash Armin 928. Cont.
Now let me bring up Window Eyes. So let's give it a second here while Window Eyes loads up. Okay, let's see what's going on here. Come on, Window Eyes, what's going on here? Okay. Ooh. Okay, let's get something else up because I'm having a problem. Okay. That was System Access, and System Access is telling
Windows
me...
Windows 6.1 lease copy, okay. 21 days remaining. Read only edit box. Today's tip T, if you find yourself sitting on a blank web page after submitting a form, arrow view help topic V button. Dialog, Window Eyes. Window Eyes is already running default. Okay, button, okay. Gold wave.
Boy, is
Skype
this problem being...
900...
This gold is wave, being gold super wave. Sluggish. And I don't know why.
Skype problem 928. Skype problem 928.
And here's Skype
this box.
With Window Eyes. Oh, this is not going to work. Okay.
Okay, button dialog. System access. You are already running a screen reader. Space. Skype Rahman 928. List box. Offline. List drop down button. List box.
Wow.
Gold wave. Gold wave. Twat view. Multi document. Skype dash Armin 928. Skype Armin. Offline. List drop down button. Link. Offline. Link. Offline. Link. Offline. Rich edit. Q. List box. Rich edit. List. Carry Kara for 50. Andre Francophile offline.
Okay, I had something typed into the search box.
Carry Kara for 5611 online. I can't wait for both Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix movie and
so here's the contact list using Window Eyes.
Sproon 7 away. Join this public chat, hey. Daryl Chandra, Daryl's online. Darren Duff Duffman, 31, offline. List drop down button.
Here's our little list button.
Space, context menu.
Where we can change our status.
Online, O. Skype, me, yes. Away, A. Not available. Do not disturb. Menu closed. Link, offline. Link, offline.
Now, these links that Josh showed correctly, Window Eyes does not work with. Window Eyes is not using MSAA correctly for some reason with Skype, and doesn't always do very well with Skype on the newer versions for some reason.
Link, offline. Rich edit. David Allen W. Darren Duff Duffman, 31,279 online.
And another place where Window Eyes isn't currently working right.
T. Options. P-Dialog.
Options.
TS Alerts. TS Blocked. TS Privacy Basic. Menu Closed. Darren Duff Duffman 31.
And.
Ringtone. Ringtone.
And for whatever reason, WindowEyes does not work with the very latest Skype very well. That has been, they've fixed a lot of things to use MSAA better. And for whatever reason, this is broken WindowEyes with it. I don't know why. Let me close WindowEyes now.
Okay, button dialog, WindowEyes.
And let me bring up NVDA 0.5. And I think this is running a little bit slow because Goldwave's recording and a couple of different programs are up. I don't know why this is being a little bit sluggish.
NVDA started.
NVDA
window. Rich edit NVDA. Quick start document.
But it is being just a little bit sluggish.
Skype trademark. Options not sold. Skype trademark. Options window. Options preview. Enable Skype video checkbox not checked. Window. Pain. BTN save button. BTN cancel. Options preview. Privacy settings 1. Protect yourself from unwanted calls and chats level 0.
But NVDA works perfect with Skype, and we're in this options tree that WindowEyes wasn't working with.
Block users 1. Keep individual people from contacting you level 0. Notification settings 1. Setup how Skype tells you about what's going on. Levels. Show windows. Trailer radio button checked. Pop up a window. When someone comes online. Checkbox not checked. Starts a chat with me. Checkbox. Sends me a file. Check as a birthday request. My sends me contacts. Leave me a voicemail. BTN save button. BTN cancel. But press NVDA window. Rich edit NVDA. Quick start. Skype trademark. Roman 928 window. Contact list. All contacts list. David Allen. WDA will die. Offline with call forwarding. 2.50.151. 670.
Sorry about that. My speech is a little fast on NVDA and I'm sorry about that.
Ducks Trouble, not available, 7 of 79. Harold Weaver, Twirled, online, 8 of 7, Ivan Fagundes, Ivan Fagundes.
But I'm going down through the contact list.
Pain, offline, drop down button 1 of 4.
Here's our status change button. One thing I forgot to show you is that you can get your status bar information on whatever screen reader you're on.
No status bar found.
Now, NVDA doesn't work with that. And it can't find Skype's status bar, but I'll show you in a moment with JAWS how you can see what your status is and how many people are online. Let's see here.
Rick Harmon, link 2 of 4. One new event, link 3 of 4.
And it reads the links very well.
Call cheaply to mobile phones and landlines, link 4 of 4.
Now I'm control tabbing.
Edit. Search history. Pain. Offline drop-down button 1 of 4. Rick Harmon link 2 of 4. One new event link 3 of 4. Call cheaply to mobile phones and landline. Edit. Search history. List.
And I don't have anything in the search history, so I'll control tab again back to the first.
Contact list. All cop Jessica Pitzer. Ivan Fagundes. Ivan.Fagundes. Online 9 of 79.
And so that's working. NVDA 0.5 works very well with Skype. And,
Context pop-up menu. Start call 1 of 21 seconds. Start chat 2 of 20. Send SMS message unavailable. Send contacts 4 of 21. Send file 5 of 21D.
I can hit my applications key on a contact and go down through that, and that all reads just fine.
Ivan Fagundes. Ivan.Fagundes. Online 9 of 79.
Okay, let's get out of NVDA.
Exit NVDA dialog. Okay button. Press.
And let me bring system access up.
Demonstration of system access 2.3 is ready. This demo will run for 20 minutes. Skype trademark Dasher Arman 928. Context tab. Jessica Pitzer. Online. Menu. 1:15 p.m. GMT 4, United States.
And system access even gives us the time and things that the JAWS scripts normally help us out with. It'll give the contacts location and time if available.
Joseph Menchise. Online, I would like a girlfriend. If I am off Skype, leave message and voicemail. Thanks, from Joseph. Min, Catherine. Online, 585-755-604. Christopher, Skype me trademark. Call me if you want. Menu, Martin Webster. Not available. Menu, 5:16 p.m. GMT+0. Address field, United Kingdom. 14 of 79.
So we're getting additional information there that System Access is able to tell us, and that works very well. If you're using JAWS in the JAWS scripts, you can get that same kind of information from the contact list as well.
Offline.
There's our little offline status.
Menu opened. Skype me trademark. Away. Not available. Do not disturb.
And we can change that.
Menu closed. Rick Harmon. Link.
I'm tabbing up to the top where it says my name.
One new event.
And there's
Link.
My event status.
Call cheaply to mobile phones and landlines. Editable text. Blank.
And then we'll go up to tools.
Menu of options.
Options.
Skype. Audio settings. Sounds. Customize sounds for calls.
And Skype.
Next, alerts and notifications.
Or System Access correctly reads this options tree. So it's, you know, making the proper use of the MSAA options that are needed in order to do that.
Video settings. Set up your welcome. Skype trademark Dash Arm 928. Context tab. Editable text. Blank.
And let's see.
Invisible. 8,977,323 people online.
That was getting my status bar information. I did an insert page down, which is what you do in System Access and what you do in JAWS. And then Window Eyes, you do an insert Control S.
Invisible. 8,977,003.
And that will give me my status, which I am invisible right now, and it tells how many users are online. So that comes in handy. Let me get out of System Access.
Shutting down System Access.
And I'll go back to JAWS. And as soon as it comes up, and again, things are being a little bit sluggish here and there, and I think it's just because of system load. But, as you can see, Skype isn't very hard to maneuver around in. And it's not very hard to use. It's not very hard to set up. You can add the scripts for JAWS if you want. Those give you some added functionality for JAWS. Or not for JAWS, but for Skype. But
as... Windows is ready. Desktop. Folder view. List view. Not selected by computer. Alt tab, gold wave, alt tab, Skype trademark dash Armin 9. Invisible 8,977,323 people online. Tab, contact list, colon, all contacts, list view, Martin Webster, not make up a call offline with call forwarding. Mike Calvo offline with call forwarding.
And we're back. So, as I was saying, you can add the scripts for JAWS, but as Skype gets newer versions, they don't seem to be quite as important. But if you're using JAWS, I do recommend them still because they do help for some of the navigations that you go through with Skype. Okay, I did have one final thing to say about when you're using Skype. This is a problem I see all the time. I don't know about others, but I assume others have the same problem. And this kind of... you know, it's the same kind of problem I see on IMs, emails, and, you know, other forms of communication on the internet. When you're using Skype, you know, each contact's name you go down through on your list shows their status, their online status. And what aggravates me more than anything, and I'm sure it aggravates a lot of others, you know, using Skype and, you know, other things, IMs, whatever, is people just aren't considerate. They're not courteous, you know. They don't use good etiquette. For instance, if my Skype status says, you know, rharmon928, away, or rharmon928 not available, or, you know, something to that extent, you know, that means I'm away, I'm not available, and basically that means, you know, I don't want to be called, or I don't want to be chatted with, or, you know, the same thing on MSN or whatever. If I'm away or not available, I don't want to be disturbed. Now, what you can do on Skype is you can set your status to offline or invisible, or you can set it to do not disturb and you won't be bothered. But what I'm saying is, you know, use some common sense, use a little bit of discretion. Check somebody's contact status before you message them or Skype them. You know, and make sure they're there and make sure that, you know, they want to be contacted. You know, I'm in the middle of doing things here and, you know, my Skype will go off even though I'm away or not available. And, you know, people will, you know, just bug the hell out of me. You know, and they'll call and they'll call and they'll call. And, you know, if, you know, I'm not available, don't bother me. And, you know, be courteous to others. Don't bother them either. If somebody says their status is away or not available, or if they have their message set, you know, their you know, what is called mood text, and I should have showed you that, but I didn't. And if you set something in your mood text that says, you know, like I'll say sometimes training, do not disturb, you know, use some common sense and don't bother the person that, you know, has that set. It's inconsiderate, and too many people do that, and I can't stress it enough. And, you know, I'm sorry to go off on a rant here at the end, but, you know, if you learn anything out of this, learn to be considerate. You know, I don't bother anybody. I don't contact anybody that has their status set to away or not available or do not disturb, or they have text, you know, saying, you know, I'm doing this or I'm doing that, call back later, you know. So, you know, be intelligent and, you know, honor that person's request to not be disturbed. Okay, that basically covers everything I wanted to cover on Skype. I hope it's been helpful, and I hope for those of you who had questions on Skype or for those that want to know how to use Skype, I hope this has been helpful. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again later. This is my contact information. If you would like to contact me for whatever reason, for a PC question, or a comment on an audio recording or podcast that I've done, you can contact me at the following places. My website is www.blind-geek-zone.net. My Skype ID is rharmon928. My MSN is rharmon928@hotmail.com. And that's rharmon928. My email address is rharmon@blind-geek-zone.net. Please feel free to contact me with any comments or questions you may have, either about my website, my audio recordings, or anything else you might want to comment on.